Now, for those of you who are students, I want to read you an exotic poem. It's the last poem of a land that to you seems far away. It's called Getting Old. And it's not brave. It's not brave and heroic and adult about being old. And it's not peppy like Ruth Gordon. It gives me the willies. That's all. My mother died at 90, and she was walking little boards over a creek saying, you know, any place a rat can get, I can get. This, in a way, like what I tried to say about the and so it's Ko-chan means little girl, which is nice. The Japanese don't have many diminutive, affectionate terms. That's one of the few that I know that they have. Ko means girl. Getting old. I'm living all alone up in the mountain. The soft wind comes sweet in the night on the mountain. Invisible, except for the sound it makes in the big poplars outside and the feel on his naked, single body, which breathes quietly a little before dawn, eyes open and in love with the table and chair in the transparent dark and stars in the other window. Soon it will be time for the first tea and cool pear, and then the climb 10 miles down and up the mountain. Old and alone, he thinks, smiling, missing her and her, and knowing the future is shortening. He can hear the stream faintly and the birds beginning, full of what abundance has done to his spirit. Feeling around inside to see if his heart is still, thank God, ambitious, the way old men look in their eyes each morning or feel their back, knowing she isn't there and how much Michiko isn't anywhere. The eyes close as he remembers seeing the big owl on the roof last night for the first time after hearing it for months. Thinking how much he has grown unsuited for love, the size it is for him. But maybe not, he says, and the eyes open as he grins at the heart's stubborn pretending.